State of Illinois, Department of Children and Family Services. Otto Kerner, Governor. Cyril H. Winking, Director. Pencil sketch of a turkey. Typed beneath it, Happy Thanksgiving. The banner. The banner of victory is a challenge to new valor. Illinois Braille and Sight Saving School, Jacksonville, Illinois. Jack R. Hartong, Superintendent. November 1965, Number 2. A real cool picnic. The Student Council sponsored an autumn picnic on October 23, 1965, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Nicholas Park. A majority of the high school students attended. There was a nature scavenger hunt while the students waited for meal preparations. Mrs. Beard's and Mrs. Bassardi's teams tied for first place, with 20 out of a possible 25 items being collected. For lunch, the students ate the following selection: chili, ham salad and egg salad sandwiches, potato chips and relishes. Coffee and lemonade were the beverages. Brownies were for dessert. Everyone enjoyed the food very much. The only trouble was that the weather was not too agreeable. Man, was it cold out there, was the password for the day. The students enjoyed this picnic and hope another will be arranged next year. Students head for old-fashioned fun. The Recreation Department sponsored a hayride Saturday, October 23rd. The night air was crisp and cool as the 14 high school students started on their journey. No one complained of hay fever as the caravan moved into the twilight. On the way back to school, they stopped at the Burger Chef for sandwiches and hot drinks. For those students who did not attend the ride, there will be another one Friday, the 29th of October. Play Day. On October 18th, five girls went to the Iowa School for the Blind for Play Day. There were 9 schools who were involved in this activity. The girls from Illinois were Ruth Schumann, Esther Campbell, Carmen Cepeda, Betty Saunders, and Lois Lange. Mrs. Long was their sponsor. They arrived at the school in the afternoon, met their guides, and went to their rooms. That Friday night, the sophomore class of the Iowa school sponsored a dance for all the guests and the students of Iowa. On Saturday, they went to the gym, where skits and talent contests were held. The girls from the Illinois Braille and Sight Saving School presented a play entitled, Oh, Doctor! Then there was a game of tug of war. The Indiana School for the Blind won the championship. After a delicious banquet, all of the girls went on a very interesting tour of the Amana colonies. That night, the girls went to the snack bar, where they were able to meet many other girls. On Sunday morning, the girls left for Jacksonville. They arrived home Sunday p.m. The Banner. Editor, Esther Campbell. Feature reporters, Ruth Schumann, Carmen Cepeda. Sports, James Crockett. Grade School News, Patsy Davison, Janet Wittenberg. Faculty Advisor, John Dietrich. Braille Edition, Dave Stevens. Editorial. Canteen enjoys boom times. Snack bar is a place where you get together with your friends and have a good time goofing around and socializing. It is also a place where you can buy snacks from the different classes who operate the canteen. The high school classes will have canteen for 8 weeks apiece, starting with the seniors and going in descending order. The seniors have found that the following items sell like hotcakes: pecan fudge, salty peanuts, popcorn, M&M wafer bars, peanut butter cups, and bubble gum. These are just a few items the canteen offers. Snack Bar originated so that the high school classes could make extra money for their senior skip day, and so the students would get valuable experience dealing with customers in a retail situation. The students appreciate all the help they have received from the staff and the recreation department. They have enjoyed canteen work now and in the past. Let's keep it booming, not bombing. Janet Wittenberg. Roving Reporter. The question for this month is, if you were stranded on a desert island for a year, what two items would you take with you? Mr. Anderson. Water, naturally, and a big, well-stocked grocery store. Beth Saunders. I'd take a supply of water to last me for a year, and an assortment of books to keep me occupied. Mrs. Obert. My husband and an array of reading material. Ruth Byron. An electric blanket and several canteens of water. Mr. Oldennettle. I would take a pair of sunglasses and a lot of toys, because I like to play in the sand. Dating doubles for a day. On Wednesday, October 20, the student council sponsored a Girl Treat Boy Day. As in past years, this brought about a large increase in the dating list. The girls took their dates to various restaurants and treated them quite generously. This is a wonderful way for the boys to get good food, but some big spenders among the girls would like the tables turned. Class projects begin. The class of 1967, the juniors, are starting their big project for the year. They are now taking orders on a variety of Christmas cards. They also feature all-occasion cards. Price range from $1 to $1.75. Contact a senior salesman if you are in the market. Sports news. Crockett Solo makes sweet music at NCASB. On October 16, 1965, the track team traveled to the NCASB meet at the Kentucky School for the Blind. There were 10 school squads in attendance. The Warriors won the second-place trophy thanks to Jim Crockett, who scored 2 first places in the 3 consecutive jumps and broad jump. He also took a 3rd place in the hop, step, and jump. If Jim had not taken his 3rd place win, the Indiana Titans would have won the 2nd place trophy instead of the Warriors. We won the trophy by half a point. The Warriors are very proud of Jim's great individual effort. Janet Wittenberg. Jim's Jim Gems by James. October 25th brought 28 Matt Men to active duty for the year 1965 to 1966. This is the largest turnout that the Warriors have ever had. The following boys are candidates for this year's wrestling team: James Crockett, Tom Cravens, Don Meeks, Pat Curtin, Steve Brewers, Vernielle DeWitt, Bill Mitchell, Mike Perry, Dennis Bloomquist, Bill Smith, Gerald Spinner, Eldon Cox, Gary Forsyth, Mike Lewis, Ricky Parrish, Mike Stratton, Bill Zimmerman, Bob Trammell, Don Wilkerson, Ken Staley, Ron Price, Stephen Shelley, Chuck McClintock, Steve Warren, Henry Pierce, Richard Howe. The captain of the team for the year is Stephen Baugh. Stephen has been out for wrestling for 3 years. There are also veterans like Gerald Spinner, Jim Crockett, Tom Cravens, and Bill Mitchell on the squad. Grade school news. Kenneth Grant of Peoria is a new pupil in the first and second grade sight-saving class. Mrs. Reed's class has been busy with Halloween decorations. They plan a party for October 29th. Mrs. Aldridge's classes have made a jack-o'-lantern. On November 27th, John Paul Logan will be 6 years old. His class will give him a party. Nancy Jo Carter, Lyndon Dale Walker, and Mike Fluke are new students in the class. A party was held in Mrs. Sittler's room for Teresa Trout's birthday. Ice cream and cake was served, and favors were given. For November activities, they are making mosaic pumpkins with corn and cardboard. Doris Lopez is a new student in Miss Ware's class. She has attended the Texas School for the Blind in Austin. The class has been on a trip to the Lucky Boy Bakery and enjoyed samples of freshly baked bread. In November, a wiener roast is planned at Miss Ware's home. Mr. Messman's class took a trip to a farm south of Jacksonville. They enjoyed inspecting the farm and the cornfields. A visit to a dairy is planned. Mrs. Veghoff's class constructed a witch named Willow. At the Little Red Schoolhouse, two boys will reach 11 years of age in November. They are Timothy Burton and Timothy Adjoran. Mystery item. I started my growth beneath the ground, and my jacket helped to keep me warm. Later in life, I was removed from my safe and comfortable home and brought out into the cruel world. I was sliced and trimmed to a minimum size, then placed in unfamiliar surroundings where I was overtaken by heat. When I was cool and normal again, I was placed in a bag. You may purchase me at almost any store, and I am sold at the snack bar at this school. The seniors would appreciate your paying cash for me. Answer: potato chip. At Thanksgiving. The blank are all golden and brown. The blank will soon cover the ground. The blank will soon be bare, with no beauty of blank that once was there. During this time of the blank, when Thanksgiving is so blank, we can hardly wait for the blank to eat so much and being blank. Pretty soon we'll gladly blank a prayer of thanks for this good blank. Insert these words in the blank spaces of the poem. Say, day. Feast, pleased. Year, near. Leaves, snow. Trees, summer. Answer Dan. Dear Dan, what happens to people who get down to brass tacks? Sharpie. Dear Sharpie, they usually rise rapidly. Answer Dan. Dear Dan, what animal are you when you first get out of swimming? Nature Lover. Dear Nature Lover, you are just a little bear. Answer Dan. Have you a silly question? Answer Dan guarantees a silly answer. Bring your question to room 318. Bye.
Thank you.